Jesus said to Peter, "Am I not to drink the cup that the Father has given me?" Let us pray. Gracious God, brighten our hearts' eyes to see Jesus today. Open our minds' ears to hear Jesus today. Embolden our lives to love and serve Jesus today. Amen. The prayer that Jesus taught us, the prayer that begins, "Our Father who art in heaven," is perhaps the most familiar and recited passages of Scripture. Good Friday is the day where we commemorate the fact that Jesus lived into the words of that prayer, particularly the sentences that say to God, "Thy will be done." God's will is done. In the words of Jesus, "It is finished." And that finality is an offering of love and forgiveness to a world that so overtly and cruelly rejects love incarnate in flesh. The cross is the ultimate symbol of realizing, "Thy will be done." Yet before the crucifixion, Scripture teaches us that Jesus is in deep prayer and reflection about the events that are about to occur. Following the Passover meal in Gethsemane, according to the Synoptic Gospels, Jesus prays, "Father, if you are willing, remove this cup from me. Yet not my will, but yours be done." When Jesus is arrested in reaction to Peter's brashness at striking the ear of the high priest soldier, Jesus asks, "Am I not to drink the cup that the Father has given me?" In other words, God was not willing to remove the cup of suffering from Jesus. Rather, Jesus begins to sip from this cup. Perhaps the greatest example of this is while on the cross, Jesus expresses the anguish of the psalmist and cries, my God, why have you forsaken me?" Yes, Good Friday is Jesus' submitting to the will of God and is an invitation for each and every one of us to drink from that very cup that God has given us. Today is also April 2nd, a day that looms large in my memory. It is a day when two people whom I knew moved from life on this earth into a deeper reality of their existence. The first is known to most of you. It is the Reverend Dick Libby, who was a joyful presence and leader in this parish church. The other is not known to you. It is my grandmother. Both of them were Christians who drank the cup that the Father gave them. They lived their lives the prayer, "Thy will be done." Both of their lives made an impact on me in many ways. Once a month, Father Libby and I would head on down to Old Fox Bookstore and share a cup of coffee, two cups, not share one cup. He'd patiently listen to me and share with me experiences from his ministry. He'd remind me that just like many roses have thorns, church life has many intricacies and thorns, and yet is a most beautiful and humbling call. Drinking the cup that the Father has given takes the power of the Holy Spirit, he would say. to confront the power and principalities that negate life in this world with boldness and great humility. For it is in drinking the cup of bitterness as we bear the crosses of our lives that we gain an entrance into eternity, where we will drink the chalice of life-giving wine. My grandmother was a remarkable woman. She was a high school teacher and impacted the lives of her students by her example of grace and virtue rooted in the gospel. Following the death of my grandfather and in her retirement, she and a group of women basically ran a church-based hospital to take care of those who could not afford medical care at private facilities. Now, after all that, in all her spare time, she, taking on my grandfather's calling, facilitated a weekly prayer group that helped many individuals and families confront the demons of addiction. Drinking the cup that the Father had given, she told me, enabled her to experience the power of the cross to face life and deal with death with the assurance that even in our darkest hour, God truly has not forsaken us. Yes, these two saints remind me that the path of Jesus is a road that goes through the cross, recognizing that doing the will of God does not end at the cross, but is a journey that calls us to bear that cross with the assurance that God is not absent, but present in the struggles of this world. Beloved, we are invited on this journey amidst the dark realities of loneliness, grief, unrest, and uncertainty in life. In the words of the philosopher Edith Stein, whoever belongs to Christ must follow the whole way with him. One must walk in the way of the cross to Gethsemane, to Golgotha, for the world is in flames. At the cross is the gushing blood of the Savior that extinguishes the flames of hell. It is those flames from which the flood of divine life will be poured into our hearts until it overflows and becomes fruitful to all the ends of the earth. Beloved, while we may feel that we have been forsaken many times, that we are on the path of thorns, let me remind you that the Christian story only begins with Good Friday. For amidst the valleys of the shadows of death, the Christian says, "Death, where is your sting?" While we sip from the cup of suffering today, the crucified Christ invites us to drink of the chalice of overflowing wine in our journey to eternal life. The question is whether we will dare to join Jesus on that journey. As Father Libby reminded me, and my grandmother taught me, as Christians we are called to participate in that ongoing battle against the powers and principalities of this world, relying not on our own power, but on the power of the cross. While there may be times when we feel alone and frail, know that even in the depths of darkness, there is a flicker of light whose embers has more power than the darkness that is in front of us. God, give us that hope, that light, to be the light of the world. The light of the world that extinguishes the flames of hell. Amen.